Dear Jesus, we thank you that we can gather today knowing that next Sunday already happened. And that we can gather and celebrate what your death means for us because you are alive. And so as we are haunted by the shouts of crucify him, we are eternally comforted that you are raised from the tomb. Lord, keep us, your cross and your resurrection in our hearts. Amen. This morning I want to ask you, which Jesus is riding on the donkey into Jerusalem today for you? There's a few different ones that we want in our hearts to be riding, and which one is it for you? Which Jesus is riding into Jerusalem today? Which Jesus are you waving palms for? Which Jesus are you taking your coat off and cheering as he comes by? Which Jesus for you? See, there are a few different Jesuses that our hearts go after, and we're going to talk about some of them. And there were different ones that people were cheering for on that first Palm Sunday. Which is it for you? Well, to help us preach, really to preach today, I'm going to take you to King's College in Cambridge, England. Yeah, go ahead and hit the lights. I know some of them, this is big picture, some of the details will be hard to see. That's the inside. That was finished in the 1500s, so they don't make churches like they used to. Amazing vaulted ceilings and stained glass. And we're going to look at one of those windows. That's just an overview, but it's the east window that I want to preach for us today. That's the east window. There's a huge, it's above the altar, and there's windows all over, but that's maybe my favorite. And what you can see, you'll see some close-ups, so if you can't see too much, I want you to think big picture. There's a lot of details. There's maybe one or two things that your eyes are caught to when you look at it. It's in two main sections, and there's a little top curvy frilly. That's all the royal stuff from the 1500s, so don't worry about that. But there's two main parts, and those two main parts depict the six parts of Jesus' crucifixion. Stuff we just read, stuff we're living through this week. And I'll tell you what those are in a minute, but you probably can't see them. That's okay. There's two main parts, the top part and the bottom part. Can your eyes catch one thing maybe in the whole window, even from the back? If you're caught on one thing, what is it? Yeah, you see Jesus. Top, middle, yes. Good. What's the point? What's the main message then? You got it. Well, we're going to look first at the bottom pane. There's a close-up. There's a bottom, and there's another character we heard about today that is in the very middle. You see his head, and he's sitting on Pilate. It's Pilate. And you can see the nice throne and buildings, palace that he's in. But if you actually look from left to right, so there's sections of threes, on the left, that's Jesus being whipped. I know it's hard to see because of all the detail. And then there's Pilate right in the middle. And then on the right, Jesus is carrying his cross to be crucified. So that's the bottom part. And you see if there's one person that you're really drawn to, it's Pilate's head right just above, right in the middle. Now let's look at the top. So obviously you're drawn to Jesus. But I said there's three things there as well. On the from left to right, on the left, three panes, Jesus is being nailed to the cross. And then in the middle, he's crucified with criminals on either side, terrorists really. And then on the right, you see a cross there. That's them bringing him down from the cross after he has died. But the focal point where your eyes are drawn to, at least mine are to, with all the blue in the background, you see Jesus on the cross. Now here's a close-up just of that, so you really can see. That's where we're drawn. Now in a little bit, I'm going to put it all back together and tell you why am I telling you about this today. But you have to kind of get into a few details of where we are. Close-up on Jesus, he is the focus of the whole thing. But especially in the top pane. And now on the bottom, though, so you have Jesus on the top, and on the bottom, there's Pilate, and then there's a bit of a closer up of Pilate. And notice what he is doing. It's really hard to see. What is the last thing Pilate does? wash it. Very good. He washes his hands. So Jesus had gone to him before. He had him flogged. That was on the left of him. And then here the last thing Pilate does is washes his hands of Jesus, says to the Jewish leaders, you do what you're going to do, and they lead him away to be crucified. So Pilate's washing his hands, and now we're going to put all back together. So I told you, big picture, not the details. Big picture, put it all together. It's the story of the crucifixion, and Jesus, now notice, is where in relation to Pilate? He's directly above Pilate. So you have two windows that, you know, depict the whole story, but where Jesus is put and where Pilate is put, Jesus is directly above. What this is showing you is it is depicting kings in their kingdoms. It's showing you Pilate in his kingdom. Pilate is sitting on his throne. And from his throne, he can execute judgment, and he ordered, washed his hands so that Jesus could be executed. Pilate sits on his throne, and Jesus sits on his throne. And what is Jesus' throne? It's a cross. So even 500 years ago, the way they saw the Christian story even then is Jesus on his throne and Pilate on his throne. So I'm going to ask you again, which Jesus is riding into Jerusalem for you today? Which Jesus are you waving palms for? Which Jesus are you taking your coat off for? Which Jesus are you cheering for? You see, there's a few Jesuses that our hearts want to go after, and they do, and a few different ones that people cheered for. You see, many people wanted Jesus to sit on Pilate's throne. They wanted political Jesus. Give us power. Make us important again. Many of the Hosannas could have been people wanting that. Is your Jesus at times political Jesus? Do you simply want to co-opt Jesus to get your own way? And maybe that's to get your favorite people elected or policies passed or just some influence in life. But notice where Jesus' true throne is. But that's political Jesus. Another Jesus people wanted and people want today still is people-pleasing Jesus. Agreeable Jesus. Nice, gentle, meek, mild. Jesus that already agrees with you in every way. This Jesus never says anything that would upset you, never asks you to believe anything that would ever upset you. People-pleasing Jesus makes everybody happy all the time, completely peaceful, nice, tolerant, inclusive, considerate, loving in all the ways that you are, and simply agrees with you. But I'm afraid that neither of those will save you. Neither of those will actually change your life. Neither of those will actually give you lasting hope. Neither of those will forgive any of your sins. Neither of those will climb down on a cross and die for you and give you eternal life. But political Jesus is very tempting. And also note that I cut off so you could see, but the top frilly part was the kings. So you have about all the kings at the time making a statement as well. They might be ruling, and Pilate might have his day, but who's the actual king of the universe? It's Jesus on his cross. But political Jesus is tempting. You're promised power and influence. And people-pleasing Jesus is also tempting. You're promised relevance. You're promised an easy life that's always in perfect alignment with the world around you. No sacrifice, no suffering. But will the real Jesus please ride in today and Hosanna, save us? The real King Jesus is crowned this week. And he's not crowned with gold, but with thorns. The real Savior is not riding on a war horse, but on a donkey. And the real kingdom of God is coming, and it won't promise you power or relevance or wealth or easy living, but it will absolutely deliver God's unending eternal love for you. Jesus will absolutely deliver forgiveness to every one of your sins. Jesus will deliver heart-wrenching, blood-sweating, bleeding, and dying love for you. And because Jesus will suffer the crown of thorns, he will give you his crown of glory that he earned. And he will secure your place in the eternal kingdom. And as the Bible says, through our baptisms, we die with him and are buried with him. We will rise with him next Sunday. The real Jesus is found on a donkey riding into Jerusalem to die for you. His kingdom is here. His throne is a cross, but his arms are stretched wide out, inviting you in. So may the peace that passes all of our understandings, may it guard your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, as we walk this journey with you, it's you walking with us. It's you who have lived the life and give us all the blessings of it. And so would you guard our hearts in you this week, that our joy may be deeper in you because of what you have done for us. In Jesus' name.